Recordings are started.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the Non-Contracted Parties House Intersessional Planning Call held on the 19th of January 2017. On the call today, we have Barbara Venner, Chris Wilson, Edward Morris, Klaus Stahl, Laurie Schulman, Matthew Shears, Ponsalat Ilaleji, Tapani Tarvainen, Tatiana Tropina, Vicky Scheckler, and Wolf Ulrich Knobben. We have Renato Ribeiro and Joanna Palmer on the phone bridge. We have received apologies from Anna Loop and Farzaneh Badi. From ICANN staff, we have Rob Hogarth, Chantal Doksan, Benedetta Rossi, Mariam Bakoshi, and myself, Ozan Shahin. I would like to remind you all to please state your names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you, and over to you, Rob.
Thanks very much, Ozan. Welcome, everybody. Thank you again for your dedication of doing this call on a weekly basis. We've made some really good progress the past few weeks, and I'm hopeful that we're pretty much crystallizing things, at least from an agenda perspective. Some good dialogue on our calls and also via email and the list, so thanks all for that. Ozan, just one clarification. If I recall, Farzaneh's email indicated she might be a little late, but I don't think she's going to be entirely absent from the call. So she and others may still be joining us, including Tony Holmes, who advises that he's delayed on a train to London. So he'll join the call, but he'll be on mute with us. The agenda for today, again, follows the same track that we've had the last couple of weeks. In addition to these introductions, we'll provide you all with a logistics update. I shared most of that information via the email when I circulated the latest version of the agenda a couple of days ago. But what I'd really like to do is remind you of all that and reinforce some of those items for those who have not had a chance to read the email. And then we'll have a programming discussion. What I'd like to do there is to go through the whole agenda as it's set up right now. I've done it as somewhat of a straw man with different sessions at different times, with different timetables or time windows set up for each. And what I'd really welcome today is comments and feedback in terms of, gee, can we move this? That looks great. This needs to be longer or shorter. So I'd appreciate that type of feedback. And then I'm hopeful we can discuss a little bit about the role of the discussion leaders. I did my magical pulling communities out of the hat and just doing some random assignments and would like to go over that with you. I recall I got a question or two there about the role of the discussion leads, and you all might want to have a conversation about how you set that up as well. For those not in the AC room, Ozan has also advised us that Kathy Kleinman has joined the phone bridge, so welcome to the group, Kathy. Are there any other agenda items or areas that anyone would like to ensure that we have on our list? If so, I'll give you a moment either to intercede verbally or with your hand raised in the chat room. I see nothing in the chat and hearing nothing. We'll accept that list for right now. And, of course, throughout the time of the call, if anything pops up or comes up that you want to raise or note, please do so. That would be great. Let's talk briefly logistics. The biggest news, I think, is just more in terms of attendance and people participating. I got the bad news about 3 days ago that Joran will not be able to join the group in person face-to-face, but I'm in Los Angeles at the end of this week and next, and I'll be talking with his team later on today to see if we can nail down an appropriate time in the calendar for him to be able to participate with us remotely. I did have somebody reach out and ask, having reviewed version 4.0 of the agenda, hey, Rob, you know, is that time set in stone? And the answer to that is that at present it's not. I put that as an afternoon session on the first day because of the time zone differences. Joran, as I understand it right now, is going to be still in Los Angeles at that time, so we'll have an 8-hour time difference. So I think just, you know, from a practical standpoint, so that we have him in a stage of some awakeness, if I can use that terminology, we'd probably want to be shooting for an afternoon session with him. Hence my suggestion to put him in the afternoon of, I think, the first day. That's something that we can shift if you all want to, but wanted to note that he won't be there in person, unfortunately. I indicated in the document that David Olive will be there. Unfortunately, David's adjusting his itinerary for some other activities, so he will only be in Reykjavik on the evening of the 13th and the morning of the 14th for the group. So he'll be there in person, but just for a short period of time. And then we'll likely, once he's able to get back to Istanbul, he'll be able to rejoin us via remote participation. He's got to be in Istanbul for the DNS forum, one of those potential conflicts, I think, that one or two of you had identified. And then the other big piece where we had some extensive discussions in our last call is that in addition to Marcus Coomer, so far George Sadowski and Rinalia Abdul-Rahim have reached out to me to comment about their interest and desire to join the meeting, having had at least one or two conversations with some of you as community leaders. As we discussed as a group last week, I shared with them the history, background, and context of this meeting, the general ethos of the work, and they both asked that they be allowed to participate. They understand the quote-unquote group therapy nature of the meetings, and we'll be happy to step out or otherwise observe quietly, however you guys see the scope of the meeting going on some of your sessions. So I think still open is some of those opportunities for Chatham House rules. I think that Greg has suggested a couple of times, and if there are some particular sessions where you guys feel more comfortable being alone, I think you can do that. The other thing that is possible now with their attendance is, as you have some of your breakout sessions, if you'd like others to join you or be a part of your conversations, you can certainly explore that as a group if you'd like to have them join some of your breakout sessions. Those were the big pieces of news in terms of general attendance, in particular CEO and board members. As I noted in my cover note to you all, Benedetta and I are shooting for a newcomer webinar. We don't have the exact time and call in details yet, but we're shooting for that on Tuesday the 31st. It'll be recorded and transcribed so that anyone interested in the information will be able to get it. Right now, we're only planning on one session as opposed to two that we did last year. And the other thing that I noted that I'd love to get perspective either on this call or via email is the remote participation arrangements, where I outlined what we have done over the last three meetings. And the approach there is to allow anyone who is not physically participating in the meeting to be able to observe using the remote participation tools, with the understanding that if folks had comments or observations that they wanted to make, that those intercessions would be made either in the chat or just via, background direct messages to meeting delegates who could then share that information. What we want to try to avoid is trying to do remote intercessions for anyone except for presenters. For example, Joran will be remote, or Jamie Hedlund, who's still a potential, if you guys want to pursue that session, simply because it just doesn't work as effectively, given the nature and approach that you all want to take in terms of the meeting. That's a general overview. I mentioned a number of other things in the email in terms of highlights and the rest. If anyone has comments, questions about any of the things I just went over, or anything else I added from a general operational or logistical standpoint, I will take a cue. Right now, looking at the AC room, I don't have any hands up, but if anyone who is not in the AC room wants to make a comment verbally, I'll hold on for here a second or two. And welcome, Tony, for joining the phone bridge. And thank you, Ozan, for letting us know about Brian and Raul as well. Mr. Stoll, I see you've raised your hand.
Hello.
Yes, if that's class, I can hear you, and you have the floor, sir.
No, it wasn't me, but thank you.
Okay.
I just would like to make an observation that I'm really disappointed that Garen doesn't make it and also David Olive, and he makes it for such a short time that it's basically not really effective. And I thought it would be really important that interchange with the policy side and so on would go a little bit better. It's just an observation, and I feel I just want to register my disappointment. Thank you.
Thank you, Klaus. You were a little bit hard to hear, but I think you said you wanted to register your concern or disappointment that we weren't going to be able to get them. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, unfortunately, we are aware of this as a potential eventuality, moving the meeting out of an ICANN hub or city where the meeting was taking place. We're going to see how this one goes. As we've also discussed, at least early in the planning process, I think the opportunity that you will all have in Iceland and subsequent to that, from a staff perspective, we'll definitely put a push and priority on it, is for you all to talk about the potential for future gatherings of the NCPH, conversations about do we do this meeting again, if so when, if so where, so we can nail something like that down 6, 8, maybe even 12 months ahead of time, so that those processes and procedures can be made. Nothing changes last minute, unfortunate changes and things, but it'll certainly improve the odds for participation. So thanks for your comment on that, Klaus. Greg, you've raised your hand. Let me turn the mic over to you.
Thanks. It's Greg Chatton. I don't know, Rob, is this the right time to discuss the remote participation concept or issue that you mentioned, or are we doing that later in the agenda?
No, I think that's fine, Greg. I view that as a logistical item.
Please go ahead.
Operations. Please go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I know that we have, and at least in our group, one member who, registered displeasure, felt that should be fully open remote participation, just like this. And given this some thought, and at least personally, and I'm not speaking for member of the IPC, but in my only, and as one member of the IPC myself, that I think that given A, the track record that we've had of doing it this way in the past, and B, discussions of things like group therapy and Chatham House rules, and admittedly I'm a primary discussant of those things, that developing a good feel in the room and keeping the conversation largely in the room to me does seem important and worthwhile. And I think that in spite of, and if others want to disagree with me, even from my own constituency, even those on the call, that's fine. But just personally, I do think that we're doing it right. Thank you.
Thank you, Greg. And just based upon how the original pilot meeting and then subsequent meetings have set up, that certainly has been the spirit. I appreciate you sharing. All of you, when you have concerns from some of your membership, and it was certainly factored into some of the conversations for this meeting, and I think it should certainly continue to be something that you guys talk about for future meetings. Thanks very much for your comments. Anything else from a logistics perspective? While folks think, Benedetta, I don't know if you've been able to join us yet. I know Benedetta was coming off a previous community call. There were a number of questions that have cropped up, obviously, as we move forward with various travel arrangements about visa letters and the rest. want to encourage any of you who have knowledge of or personal experience with any last-minute changes that need to be made, or things where an itinerary is not working out or you're not hearing back, please let us know as soon as possible. We want to make sure that everybody's taken care of, and at least, you know, a couple weeks in advance, we have everybody completely nailed down, so that would be very helpful. Poncele, at that comment, your hand went up, so let me turn the floor and microphone over to you.
I'm Poncele speaking for the Raiders. I mean, I've already sent emails to Benedicta about it, but I felt I should mention it. I mean, I sent a request out for my visa letter since I've still not got it, and we don't have any embassies here, for any European embassies, and I was trying to get it in London, but I didn't hear from travel, so I felt that I could get it from any of the Schengen countries in Senegal, since we are having a crop event. I'll be in Dakar over the weekend, and I can get it from there. So I don't know why the delay. I don't know whether you know the delay whereby they are looking at it on case-to-case basis, why they have not issued out these visa letters. So that's what I said I should ask you. Yeah, thank you.
Thanks very much, Poncele. Benedetta, if you can do that follow-up with Poncele via email or directly by a phone, that would be great. Thanks, Poncele, for raising that. We'll get right on that. And Poncele, you can take your hand down when you're ready, or if you've got another comment to make, I'll pause and let you make it, sir. Scott, thank you. Okay, seeing nothing else in chat, hands, or hearing of the other intercessions, let's move to the programming discussion. Thanks again for everybody's input over the last couple of weeks. We really have, I think, begun to crystallize things now. As I shared in my email to you all, in looking at and playing with the agenda schedule, it doesn't look like it's critical to, you know, take out any of the sessions or any of the topics for purposes of, you know, just taking it out, you know, because we don't have enough time or because we're squeezed in any point in the agenda. And Ozan, if you can go to the next slide, that would be very helpful. I'm not a host. I always forget this one. We're at 26 days, so we're crystallizing at a good period of time here. I'd like to have done it a little bit earlier, but we still have time. Moving forward with this. Next slide is on. So we've got these nine sessions. I was able to find time for all of them in the agenda. As you look through it, if there are particular sessions that folks don't think that we should have, that will be particularly important. There were conversations on the last call about the RPM and IP issues. And you'll see that in the new item 5 or new session 5 here, the policy issue placeholder, I have flagged both of those for that time period. This may be something where you say, oh, and we have a third, or if you want to split those and think you have a dedicated period of time, you can do that. But right now, at least you have a minimum of about half an hour for each of those issues. And we can play with the timetables there. So we don't have any issues in terms of timing. What I'd like to do is walk you through the agenda just in like 3 minutes here to give you a sense as to the flow of the meeting at the moment, at least as I have it set up. None of this is set in stone. The purpose is just to make sure that I could slot everything and to begin to get a sense of pacing the breakouts and things like that so that there was time or the substantive issues might prompt further discussions that you all want to discuss in your breakouts. So if you'll give me a couple minutes here, I'll just run you through the agenda as it looks at the moment. Right now we have the day minus one, if you will, on Monday the 13th of February. No programming that day, but David Olive suggested that it might be helpful for folks who are arriving early to give him an opportunity to interact with folks if we had informal reception that first evening, just for folks to be able to gather and connect, so you don't have to wander the halls or the lobby of the hotel. So we're looking to set up a short reception from like 6:30 to 8 that first night. We then convene the next morning at 8 o'clock, you know, 30 minutes for everybody to gather. We do an introduction or welcome for about half an hour for us to be able to go around the room, for me to share with you and hear from Maya Saito, our meetings team representative, who will be there working through all the logistics for us. That's slot A. We'll then take a break to allow you all to go into introductory breakout sessions. I flagged that for 90 minutes. You all talked about that and thought that that was really good timing to have that breakout, everybody to gather their thoughts, for you all to work through things there. So that would be your initial breakout. We then have about 15 minutes for you to end your meetings and everybody come back into it, to the main ballroom for the session. First plenary session being your community overviews. Works out to about 12 minutes for presentation timing and Q&A for each community group to talk about priorities and work plans for 2017. That takes us up to lunch. Right now, I just flagged that as potentially the, just because at lunch we've had speakers in the past, Jamie Headland, to talk generally about compliance issues. I'm noting that I did that and then shared with you all the concerns about time zone differences. Jamie has told me preliminarily that he'll be either in D.C. or Los Angeles during that time period. Obviously, if it's D.C., the time zone is not as significant as if he will be in Los Angeles. If you like this timing, I'll be talking to him in the next 48 hours or so, and we can start to nail down this. Afternoon, after lunch, then sees us in a plenary session. I identified this at the moment for talking about procedural NCPH issues. You'll recall that was the topic to discuss the selection of the board member and what that process might be. Also, the potential there to talk about future meetings. You can break this up, move this around, but that's what I flagged for that. Slot E, later in the afternoon, would be the conversation about new GTLDs. Followed by a break. You'll note throughout the 2 days, I've tried to religiously make sure that you had at least 15 minutes. The 15 minutes gives you plenty of time for your sessions. If you want to make the breaks bigger or shorter, that's something that we can discuss in the moment as everybody notes their energy levels and sees how things are developing there. After the GTLD session and the break, that's where I've suggested the discussion with Joran, with an 8-hour time difference from Los Angeles that I think it is. That's about 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock in the morning for Joran in the Los Angeles time zone. Not really possible to go too much later in the day for you all, and going earlier makes a little bit of a challenge. I would note your options here would be either to have that discussion on Monday afternoon or, I'm sorry, Tuesday afternoon, day one, or the next day in the afternoon. But we run into a little bit of complications there because you all noted that you wanted the ICANN presenting discussion to be your last one for day two. So we've got Joran there. From a logistical standpoint, just real quickly, I'd like you all to work on, you know, on an SG level, the individual topics that you would like to talk with Joran about, so he has that information about a week ahead of time, so we can give him the opportunity to prepare remarks or do research or whatever prior to talking to you all. We then adjourn that session. So what's interesting there, for those of you who haven't been at previous meetings, is for the roundtables, what we do is about 60, 70 minutes with each group individually, which gives the other group, during the hour and 10 minutes or so that they're with the CEO, the opportunity to meet on their own. So this afternoon session not only features that interaction with senior staff, but also gives you the opportunity as a group to meet. So that's a slot where you'll all individually or collectively as stakeholder groups want to talk about what your agendas might be during that time period. So please note that. We then adjourn at 6:30, and folks can freshen up a bit for the formal reception for delegates. You'll recall what we've done in the past on this is it's a longer time period, heavy hors d'oeuvres, so that if you choose to do so, you can make that your meal for the evening. Some of you make further arrangements to hop out half an hour early to do dinners or stuff like that with smaller groups or with your communities, so you would certainly be welcome to do that. Day two, we start about half an hour later, recognizing that we can make that or make some adjustments to that time period, but we've got you gathering between 8:30 and 9. And again, we look to do breakout sessions. You know, as I looked at this, I said, gee, you may or may not want as groups to do essentially two breakout sessions in a row that have just done it the evening prior, so we can play around with that a bit. This essentially mirrors the day one breakout sessions, again, an opportunity and a need for you all to decide how are we breaking up in what groups and what do we want as our agendas. So that's an opportunity there. Then coming back from those meetings with plenary session four, right now I've got that identified as the policy discussion topic, with RPM and IP being the major conversation topics that you've identified in previous calls. Lunch, then an ICANN budgeting discussion. I ask the question, and I'd like feedback from you all in terms of whether you'd like the CFO, Xavier Caldez, to be a part of that, either to make a presentation, engage with you all in conversations. He'll also be in California, so there will be issues there probably with timing, but I figured Xavier has a history of getting up a little bit earlier, so he could do the potentially that lunch slot with you all. And maybe we slide that time a little bit so he's not up at 4 a.m. Then the other two substantive topics that afternoon, focusing on the topic that Farzaneh and Kathy Kleinman developed, maintaining the GNSO's traditional policymaking. I've got a little bit longer time period there. You'll see an hour and 45 minutes. And obviously, we can play with the lunch block if you want to make that a little bit longer. That seemed to be a fairly robust topic for discussion. And then the presenting, as opposed to futuring, conversation of the group. As many of you suggested, that might be a good way to end the week. So you've got a total there of 8 plenary sessions, at least as I'm referring to that, and that's not including the introduction and welcome, and a number of breakout sessions. Again, we can talk about shifting some of those around. If you have individual comments that you want to make, you know, via email or other suggestions you have from your community groups, that would be great. But I'll take a cue on any comments about where we are in terms of programming. And don't limit your conversation on that, please. You know, if you want to talk topics or if you want to talk scheduling and timing, I would welcome both. Top of the year, first in the queue with your hand up, and you'll be followed by Kathy and anyone else who pops their hand up. So, Tapani, you have the floor, sir.
Thank you, Rob. Just one comment at this point, or actually a question to mainly our CSG counterparts looking at the meeting with Yuran. It would be, could you be willing to swap those slots that we would have the first slot with Yuran at 1600 hours and slot G? It seems we have at least one person who needs to attend another meeting remotely at that very time, so it would be easy to, convenient to swap if it's not a problem for you.
Thanks for that question. I'll give any of our participants from the CSG side an opportunity to see if they're open to do that. I would note that all of the opportunities where I had to pick someone going first or the rest, I just pulled something out of the hat. This went as well with the opportunity to be discussion leads, so that was totally random. So if you guys want to shift that and there's no objection from the CSG community, I'm happy to make any adjustments you guys would like. So I'll give folks an opportunity and the absence of objection, I'll be happy to do that flip as well. Thanks for taking down your hand, Tapani. Kathy, you're next in the queue. I'll turn the microphone over to you.
Thanks, Rob. Good morning. Good afternoon, everybody. Okay, so I have a question, and then I'll have a comment. And the question is with Yoran. Could you explain again how this works, that one, we're not meeting with him collectively, we're meeting with him separately, and then who's the, I'm sorry if I missed something, who's the meeting with, for the group that's not meeting at that time with Yoran? If you could just explain that whole block. Thanks.
Thanks, and I'll hold open your opportunity for comment after I answer that. What I did there is, again, I set it up traditionally, as you all have done in the past, where we've actually had the CEO there in person. The feedback originally and by experience going forward has been that each group feels like it has different sets of priorities and different issues, and so they really like the opportunity of a separate conversation with the CEO so they can focus on their priority issues. That's why we broke it into two. The expectation doesn't have to remain the same. You all, you know, if you don't like that idea, say, well, you know, we'd like the whole 2.5 hour slot or so for an overall conversation with the CEO. You could conceivably do that. But that's why it was set up that way, Kathy, and that's why I put it in the way it is today. The idea is, you know, that when one group is in with the CEO or conversing, that the other group is free. And in past meetings, that opportunity has been used by the other SG to sit down, have a conversation, or hold a meeting of their stakeholder group. And so, you know, whatever you all want to do as individual stakeholder group members in the slot when you're not in with the CEO is entirely up to you all in terms of agenda or activities or anything else you want to do during that time. That's for you all to talk about within your own individual community. Kathy, I hope that was responsive, and you have the mic back for replying to me and your other comments.
Great, thank you. That was a great clarification, and of course, I do remember well some of the very interesting topics that have been discussed in these breakout sessions in the past with the CEO. Okay, my comment has to do with David Olive's time. He's leaving at some point on Tuesday, right?
Correct. He's basically, I mean, I think his flight is like 12:30 or something like that. So he's got a very short window.
That early on Tuesday?
Yes.
Okay, because I was wondering if it's possible to do, that may answer the question, if it was possible to do any of the policy topics, most of which are on day two, on day one when David was there, including the one maintaining the GNSS traditional policymaking leadership position at ICANN, we would certainly benefit from his ideas in that discussion.
Sure. That's entirely up to you guys. I think David would feel bad if you completely changing your schedule just for conversations with him, but would be certainly open to talk with you guys at any point, given his window of opportunity. I think that's one of the reasons why he wanted to push for at least, you know, FaceTime with you all for those who are interested on Monday evening. And, of course, under your scenario, Kathy, I think you would have to have that topic as sort of your first thing as opposed to the initial community breakout sessions. And that's up to you all if you wanted to shift those or move those a bit. Unfortunately, yes. I mean, David would love to be involved in any one of those topics. And actually, by having that topic toward the end of the meeting, he'd be back in Istanbul and be able to participate fully, although remotely, in that conversation.
Is there any way to confirm exactly what time he's leaving the hotel to get to the airport, or have you, the 12:30, that absolute time?
And the flight, that's when his flight is. So I think he would be leaving probably the, you know, allowing for an hour and a half or so before the flight. And I don't Ed Morris might be able to share with us better sort of, you know, how the airport works in Reykjavik. But in terms of being there ahead of time, he's probably going to have to leave realistically, you know, no later than about 10 o'clock, I would think, which is a very narrow slot of time. I mean, he was able to, I guess, do a stopover or whatever to allow him to be there for just that time. Because I think he's got the keynote back the next morning in Istanbul for the DNS forum there.
Okay. Thank you for telling us how tight that window is on Tuesday morning. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, and thanks, Ed, for your comment in there. Thank you. It's not good news, but for confirming that time period. Tapani, I'm trying to look here. Two big group with one remote presenter is a bit difficult to manage, at least tentatively. I think I prefer separate sessions with Jorn. Oh, I see what you mean. Yes. Okay. Thank you for that. That was in response to, you know, why don't we have a bigger group? And I noted previously in the chat, and Wolf Ulrich, I note your hand is up. I'll go to you in a second here. Matt asked about why not a session individually with the NCUC. You know, if we were in person, we might be able to pull off that approach, Matt, but I think remotely that's just very difficult scheduling-wise. In the past where we've done the breakout sessions, there seemed to be a definite willingness to be able to and ability to do it practically if we drill down to the SG level, breaking out into the each individual constituency level. I think, at least in the past, folks felt that, you know, the time period with the CEO just became too short and brief. And at least in the recent past, and you may have been in one or two of those conversations, Matt, I think everybody, at least from a membership within each SG, found that they were able to get their issues addressed, and everybody was able to have an opportunity to speak in that, you know, 70-minute window with the CEO. Welcome, you know, suggestions for changing that or breaking it down if you want to do that as individual SGs. But right now I'm just trying to nail down your own specific timetables and things like that. And so once we have that, if you guys as individual groups want to break things up a little bit more, I'm more than happy for you to have those conversations. Wolf Ulrich, you had patiently had your hand up. Let me turn the microphone over to you. You have the floor.
Yeah, thanks, Wolf, and all. Hi. Just a comment and it's also a question with regards to the entire timetable. So now I understand from the discussion so that we have a little, let me say, flexibility with regards to the to the timing where the slots are placed and to the length of the slots to some extent as well. Besides, you know, the what is fixed with regards to the ICANN CEO and maybe also lunch is fixed. The other things could be flexible. The question why I'm asking or commenting on that is so just as we are just starting to prepare, you know, our topics for this, it may turn out that to some extent some of these topics may create more interest and may use more time as it is just allocated at the time being, and others not in this in this regard. So I would like to understand so that we have this flexibility to organize this in that way. Thanks.
Yes, sir, and thanks for the comments. I mean, as with any agenda, and at least with this straw man that set up, I'm just trying to balance things initially for all of you, give you things to react to and play with. Throughout the course of the meeting, if you all, you know, by consensus or acclamation say, we don't even want to do this topic anymore, we want to change to topic Z, you've got that flexibility to do it. The only caution that I throw out, and the reason for having the conversations now as opposed to, you know, a total free-for-all and free-flowing conversation is that we do and are conscious of the remote observers. And with some people participating, you know, many hours removed from a time zone perspective. For those of you who have participated in past meetings, you're aware that we end up with a fairly complex-looking matrix on the wiki space that sets out the entire agenda, that conference calling information, how to connect with the Adobe Connect room. And so we do want to be conscious that once we have the time periods laid out, that we try to be consistent with them. So if you see things now or literally over the course of the next 2 weeks where you want to make changes before we all convene in person, let's have those conversations. I think you want to try to honor the schedule once you're there as much as possible, because then just from a notice perspective, shifting things around, someone's gotten up in the middle of the night just because they want to be on that RPM IP policy discussion, and now they find that they're talking to Jamie Hedlund, and that's the last thing in the world they want to do. So I just want to be very conscious of that, because you will have these observers. The fact that those folks are observing and aren't participating is more of an ethos and practicality thing, as Greg noted earlier. And so, you know, from that perspective, we just want to honor those windows of time when we can. But up until then, Wolf Ulrich, is, you know, you suggest we want to go over, we want to lengthen a session just based upon what you think will happen. That's great. Also, if a session is, you know, not ending right exactly on time and things are shifting 10 or 15 minutes, that's certainly something we've done in the past, and no one has complained about that. I think we all recognize that the conversation is really going well. Either the session leads or the session facilitator certainly wants to be flexible to let things expand or contract as the dynamics in the room will dictate. So thanks very much for raising that. And Lori commented in the chat her full support for flexibility, noting the condition of consensus. Any other comments or observations about the schedule? And I recognize some of you may, you know, just be really focusing on this for the first time. So I welcome, if not comments right now on this call, but any email observations. What I'd like to try to do, if it works with all of you, is really to have a goal of getting this finalized on the call next week, where next week is the opportunity to say, please, does anyone have any final changes? And if someone has suggestions, we talk through those. And if we don't, then we basically say, okay, this is it, so that the discussion lead can focus on some of their pre-prep. Let me pause a moment to see if we get any more hands in the Adobe Connect room, or if anyone verbally has an intercession now about a topic they want to raise or something they want to observe from the 4.0 agenda. Yeah, that's right, Kathy. I think, you know, now it's really a matter of you looking at that saying, yeah, okay, well, we've got that session, but, you know, this one should go right before it. Or we really don't want to do this right after that one, or something along those lines. So please think about that in terms of any comments or observations you have. And here over the next 14 minutes or so, if anyone wants to raise that, please do. Let me turn briefly to the discussion leads concept and some of the conversations that the early planner participants had about the different sessions. What we have done in the past is, and it was introduced actually the last meeting when we were in Los Angeles last February, was the conversation about having individual members of the various groups actually play the role of owner and facilitator of the individual sessions. Sometimes that worked perfectly, sometimes it was imperfect, but it was the first time you all tried it last year. There are two important components of that we learned. One was that it wasn't tremendously useful just to identify an individual, although that worked. Sometimes because of preparation limitations and schedules, it became somewhat challenging. And that's why this year I basically said, okay, let me assign randomly the responsibilities for particular sessions just to a community. That way you can all discuss internally, hi, we've got an NCUC or a BC session here where we are identified as the lead. Who in our community wants to take that? Who's going to be there? Who's, you know, most comfortable with that issue? Who wants to develop it? So that's what I did when you look at the version 4.0 of the document. We've got that column that just basically says, what did I say here? Community co-chairs. Some of them, there'll be none where it's purely ministerial. where it just makes sense for us as staff to facilitate the conversation. And then it's just a matter of having each of you for the substantive plenary session topics take on that sort of co-chair or co-lead role. It's much easier when you're just doing it for a speaker than it is for a particular topic. So I've done those random assignments. Feel free individually to reach out to different groups and say, I see you're assigned to that one. Can I do it? Gee, our community doesn't really want to do this session. Would you guys like to take it on and do some horse trading there? Every community has at least two sessions that you're responsible for, and given the number of sessions, a couple of you have three. So please observe that and feel free to push back or, like I say, trade back and forth if you feel there's too much or not enough responsibilities that you all want to take on. I'd like to have those assignments nailed down by next week. If there are some of you who feel terribly strongly about getting off a particular issue, please let me know, and staff can help you facilitate some of your trading discussions, if you will. The other major piece of this that we were challenged by last time, that we will be challenged by this time, is the pre-preparation timetable. Obviously, you all knew in going with this February timeframe that we would be relatively tight on the prep time. And we're going to have this schedule and topics nailed down only about 2 weeks before the meeting. From a staff perspective, we would still like to help you all in terms of, you know, setting up or facilitating those conversations between groups so that you can at least have one conversation between co-owners of each session prior to the meeting. As you talk about future meetings, I hope with, you know, the knowledge of things, you know, 4, 5, 6 months in advance, there'll be more opportunity for pre-work. But again, I think this year the prep time is going to be very limited, and so it's not going to be as robust as many of you would probably like it to be. That's, I think, just the reality and the practicality of the timing. So that's just an overall overview, if you will, of the role of the discussion leads. You can be very flexible in terms of how you want to approach each of your topic sessions. If your community desperately wants to make sure that certain points are being made in a session that you are not currently assigned to, please reach out to the groups who are leads on that. For the moment, from my perspective, the proxies for this leader are the chairs of each of the groups. So, for example, Chris, if we see BC on there, you would be the point of contact until we otherwise hear from you that the BC XCOM has assigned that session to person A or person B. I think that's just from a practical standpoint, particularly if people have comments they want to make, or if you all want to do horse trading behind the scenes at the moment, you know, reach out to the individual chairs of each group. And then as, you know, that's finalized over the course here, the next week and a half or so, we'll have the roster of who is, you know, the individual within each of the groups who's going to take the lead for chairing or facilitating your various sessions. I think that was an element that did work well when you all gathered in February. I just liked the optics. I liked the dialogue that was presented by it. For as each session begins, you as individual community leaders or teams are up there sort of running the sessions. I think that was an element that really did work well. Let me stop there and see if anyone has any comments, questions, or observation about discussion leads or anything else about the topics and the agenda flow. I see nothing in the chats, and I hear nothing verbally. I know a number of folks have a hard stop at the top of the hour, and so I'm not beyond giving you all back about 5 minutes, an extra little bit of time to take a look at this and issue spot or flag anything that you want to talk about or send everybody emails about. I'll just wait another 10, 15 seconds here. All right. right. Well, seeing nothing else in terms of hands raised, I'm not declaring wild consensus here, just noting that we don't have any particular additional items or objections that anyone has to the current draft. I will take a look at it. Obviously, if things develop here, I will generate a version 5 or 5.0 for all of you to take a look at prior to our next call. The focus for the next conversation would just be to finalize assignments, see if anyone has any last-minute concerns, to have the slot open to address any other eventualities that may crop up that I think we need to talk to or talk about as a group. But let's look toward next Thursday at 1500 UTC to be our final get-together. If everything's great and we only need 15 or 20 minutes, super. Please advise your groups, particularly your delegates for whom this will be their first session of the date of January 31. And Benedetta and I will let folks know, particularly the specific timing of that webinar, and also our interest in talking with anyone individually who may want to reach out and have questions about the background and just getting themselves in the best frame of mind for preparing for the meeting. So we're very happy to do that. And again, seeing no final hands up in the AC room or hearing any other intercessions, thank you all very much for joining. Please, please, please take a final look, at least at 4.0. This is the opportunity to flag anything else. Getting very excited about seeing you all here in just a couple of weeks. Thank you all very much for joining. Have a productive rest of your days, and we'll do a final touch base next week. Otherwise, see you on the email list, everyone. Thanks. Bye-bye.